Well, if you want this D's back, that's fine. I'm like flush with mesh stuff now, and we're building some very specific ones for the sites. We need a very specific set of parameters met, and they're going to have to be tie based so that we can power them over Ethernet and not rely on batteries or solar. We'll have backup power in the data center in the site. So they'll still be backed up and all that good stuff. It just won't be a solar kind of, the idea of the solar with batteries is to set and forget it, right? I don't need to do that. And being on a Pi, all the, God dang it, there goes the antenna again. Son of a bitch, just got on 59. These things are worthless, they're going back. Anywho, being on a Pi, you could do all the updates and, configuration and everything like that. Remotely, you can manage it, which is going to be important because these things are going to be just difficult places to get to. So if you had to go do something, you can't be just crawling out onto the roof and, standing out there in 20 below weather and stuff like that. So to make a long story short, Fred got a couple of, Dave had posted a couple of 1-watt units, and Fred had ordered up some of the RF decks, much like the RX, the racks have the little RF decks, and then there's a circuit board that he got several of those, and he's built one up so far, and it looks pretty promising, so we're going to go. It's a lot more difficult to set up because you don't have all the, you just don't flash it. You got to install Debian or something on the Pi and then download all your packages and configure them and stuff. So, but that's the way I'm going to be going, which to make a long story, a long rambling, fumbling story, 1 minute longer, that kind of makes those two notes I got from you. That was what I was earmarking those for. So